Now, Lakanadeev, and welcome to the 2014 season of the Celtic Christmas Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic musician and host of the award-winning Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I'm here to share with you some of the great Celtic Christmas music that I have received this year. But first, this show is brought to you by the patrons of the podcast. These are 54 people over on Patreon who kindly and generously support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Because of their generosity, I bring you this show each week running up to Christmas. If you enjoy the music, you can support this podcast by becoming a patron at CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron. You can also show your support by purchasing a copy of our 2013 Celtic Christmas CD. It's called A Celtic Christmas. It's a wonderful album of Christmas music by Celtic musicians. You'll find links on the website where you can buy the CD or download the album. We're going to start this show with a track by yours truly. Mark Gunn plays rhythm and folk autoharp music inspired by Celtic culture, science fiction, fantasy, and cats. He is an award-winning musician, one of the top Celtic musicians on Reverb Nation, the world's largest indie music website. He has wowed audiences around the globe with fun, upbeat Celtic songs, parodies, and a lively performance. He's also the award-winning host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Now, I named this show Celtic Christmas Traditions because of the first song on my new CD, Celtic Christmas Greetings. When I asked my friend Ree Sheridan Rose to write Let's Have a Celtic Christmas, I asked her to incorporate some of the Celtic Christmas traditions that you can read about in the show notes. Here's Let's Have a Celtic Christmas by Mark Gunn.
Ivy, mistletoe, the yew branch on the wall. All of these have Celtic roots, we celebrate them all. A candle in the window to call the traveller home. A symbol of tradition wherever we may roam. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. In the fireplace, the new lit from the old, it burns for all the evening and brings on luck foretold. Decorations on a yule tree, the way we often do. Bright stars upon the pine boughs, yes, that was Celtic too. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. Christmas, our modern Santa Claus was once a Celtic fellow, now does that give you pause? So hang a wreath upon your door and set the Guinness out. Let's have a Celtic Christmas, that's what it's all about. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer.
Out of Essex in the United Kingdom, Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer effortlessly blend traditional material with contemporary sounds. The performances showcase new interpretations of old songs alongside original self-penned tunes and new contemporary songs that are entirely at home in the tradition. Out of this combination, they have developed a sound that is both familiar and fresh, strong believers in letting the music tradition live and breathe through sensitive interpretation. Vicky and Johnny allow the melody to sing without any constraints. Be entranced by the haunting nickel harpa, amazed at the cow horn, one of the world's earliest communication devices, and meet some of the bagpipes that didn't come from Scotland. Last year, Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer released an album called A Sound of Christmas Past. I'm going to play a track called Down in Yon Forest. Overall, the album doesn't sound overly Celtic per se, but it is a wonderful album. If you want a great album of Christmas music, this one is a hit. It's just, being an American of, you know, who's always loved Christmas, this one kind of captures the essence of traditional Christmas music. It's fantastic. This is a track called Down in Yon Forest by Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer.
Down in yon forest there stands a home. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with purple and gold. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. In that hole there stands a bed. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. It's covered all over with scarlet so red. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Bedside there lies a stone. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring, which the sweet Virgin Mary knelt upon. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Under that bed there runs a flood. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. The one love runs water and the other runs blood. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Bedfoot there grows a thorn. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring. Whichever blows blossom since he was born. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Over that bed the moon shines bright. The bells of paradise, I heard them ring, denoting our Savior was born this night. And I love my Lord Jesus above anything. Above anything.
Canada's Celtic ambassadors for nearly three decades, Cape Breton-based family group the Baron McNeils has been thrilling audiences of all ages, both near and far, with their sparkling repertoire, vocals, instrumental prowess, and vibrant showmanship. 2014 marks over 27 years for the Sydney Mines Cape Breton Island-based family group in an outstanding recording and touring career. The Barry McNeils have an album called The Christmas Album. I believe they actually have two Celtic Christmas albums. This is Once in David's Royal City. Celtic voices perform a spellbinding journey through the magic and wonder of the Celtic lands. Traditional Celtic instruments such as bowed psaltery, harmonium, flute, Celtic harp mesmerize audiences and bring singing and playing time-honored traditionals and surprise with upbeat originals. Exceptional vocal harmonies of the women instantly transport audiences to the ancient mysterious realms of the Celts. From their album Four Celtic Seasons, this is The First Noel.
No. star shining in the east, beyond them far and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Philadelphia, Barley Juice mixes pop rock sensibilities and lyrics with traditional Celtic melodies to form a next-gen world sound. Acoustic instruments blend with heavy bass and drums to focus on a rocking sound. Compared to the Pogues with the frontman Kiff Brewer, who sings like Ronnie Drew with a cold, the man has garnered many a dedicated fan. It's not uncommon to hear the audience bellow "Juice" as the band takes the stage. This is from their latest album, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. It's Whiskey for Christmas by Barley Juice.
My love says she's giving up whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year's and New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones will give it away. My love looks incredible, tucked in a corset. She's an endorsement for new tight class. She's especially edible, truly entrancing. When I've been romancing the holiday glass, it's not the same without the fabulous dame drunk in the parlor room. But on the shelf is now a burgeoning wealth of what you won't consume. So hide that gloom, cause my love says she's giving up whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year's, New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones will give it away. Spirits as well as any Christian gems. She could never know how much I Christmas, champagne for New Year's and New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is finding the loved ones and give it away. Yeah, whiskey for Christmas, champagne for New Year, New Year's Day. My favorite thing about whiskey for Christmas is all of your loved ones will give it away. Yeah, whiskey for Christmas, New Year's Day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whiskey for Christmas. Whiskey for Christmas.
Out of New York City, Celtic Cross is the legendary seven-piece band fronted by Kathleen Fee, a talented singer-songwriter, and her brothers, John on accordion and Kenny Vesey on fiddle. They are joined by a group of accomplished and skilled New York City players, Wally Ensor on guitar, Pat Deenan on bass and keys, Frankie McCormick on banjo and mandolin, and Ryan Cavan on drums. Products of Irish parents, traditional Irish music roots, and American pop radio, Celtic Cross puts it all together in a very different way than you will hear from most other Celtic acts. The band's music tells great stories using the traditional on top of sassy pop, alt country, and funk playing. They are a band's band around the New York City Irish scene and will remind you of Fleetwood Mac or the B-52s with a heavy dose of Saul Doctors or Stockton's Wing. This is from a new single they released this year. It's called Always Believe by Celtic Cross.
Still all right, trees all aglow with tiny
An old world carol states, good fortune attend each merry man's friend to do the best that he may, forgetting all wrongs in carol and song to drive the cold winter away. With that in mind, Golden Bow has created three volumes of Christmas holiday music, incorporating old world carols and other Celtic songs of Christmas and winter with their own compositions written especially for the Yuletide season. They're out of Modesto, California, and they are no newcomers to the Celtic trend. Golden Bow, founded in 1980, has been bringing their winter concerts to family audiences far and wide. These modern-day minstrels have traveled the world over, performing their own brand of Celtic music drawn from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, French Brittany, and even Galicia in Spain. This is from their album Winter's Dance. It's Logs to Burn by Golden Bow.
Logs to burn, logs to burn. Logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Beechwood logs burn bright and clear, hornbeam blazes too. If the logs are kept a year to season through and through.
Logs to burn, logs to burn. Logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Pine is good, and so is yew, for warmth for wintry days. The poplar and the willow, too, they take too long to blaze.
Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Oak logs will warm you well if they're old and dry. Large logs like pine would smell, but the sparks will fly.
Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Birch logs will burn too fast, alder scarce at all. Chestnut logs are good to last, cut them in the fall.
Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Holly logs will burn like wax, you should burn them green. Elder logs like smoldering flax, no flames with them are seen.
Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your room. Cherry logs across the dogs, they smell like flowers in bloom.
Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
Ash logs are smooth and gray, burn them green or old.
Buy up all that come your way, they're worth their weight in gold. Logs to burn, logs to burn, logs to save the coal a-turn. Here's a word to make you wise when you hear the woodsman cry.
If you're in a Celtic band and you have recorded music, then please submit at 4celts.com. That's the number 4celts.com. Please complete all the information, especially the band description. And if you have a Celtic podcast, I would love to share it with my listeners. Just email me music@celticmusicpodcast.com. Include a link to download your Christmas shows and I will get them in our feed. Now, one of the classic Celtic Christmas songs out there is a song written by Shane McGowan of the Pogues called Fairy Tale of New York. And the song, apparently, I just learned, has never been a number one hit. However, it has consistently climbed the charts each and every year since it was released in 1987. I would like to change that, and I want your help. I'm asking all of my listeners to purchase a copy of Fairy Tale of New York from the album Best of the Pogues on Thursday, December 18th. I would really love your help. I think together we can push that song to number one and push out some of the riffraff pop Christmas music that's out there. So help me out if you'd like. And there's a link in the show notes so you can do just that. Thanks so much. And of course, if you enjoy this show, please rate it on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. And please share the show with your friends. This podcast is here to support the artists in the show. So if you enjoy the music you heard, please buy a CD, MP3s, or show your support any way you can for these artists. You can subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine for more news on the website at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nalakanadiv, have a merry, merry Christmas. Sláinte.